Hi guys, and welcome to another rendition of Moon Talk Radio. It's Graydale Mortez Harris here, giving you another episode. Today we're going to be talking about the moon and the mind's eye view. So I'm outside walking and running some errands while I'm doing this podcast this time. So you're going to get, once again, a lot of sounds from the city. Get you connected to New York. You're going to be hearing engines from cars and commentary from people going by and all that good stuff. I think it's good because it keeps you connected to what's real and what's present, while we also talk about like concepts, because I feel like that's kind of like what COVID was about. It was like, oh, you're doing your routine, you're doing your thing. This is the FedEx truck right here. You're doing your thing, and all of a sudden, you have all these unexpected things that happen to you. So what do you do with the unexpected? That's a big New York theme, like having like this way you think things are going to go, and then all of a sudden that like being ripped up from under you. Like New York is always new to be so old. Like, how does it do that? How do these buildings like remain looking the same, but like the things inside it change over and over, and the cultures around it change over and over? And how do certain things maintain themselves constantly? Like Little Italy is still like Little Italy, and like Chinatown is Chinatown. You know, there are certain things that are still like what they are, and then at the same time, New York is all about a melting pot and coming together and like keeping your authenticity, but also melting together in a cultured sense and learning something from other experiences. Like, how could you be a New Yorker and not learn that, right? So I think like as a New Yorker, we're privileged in that way. Talking about the moon and the mind's eye view, we're talking about basically how you perceive things. The moon looks at the earth. That's all it does. That's its whole job, is to circle around the earth and watch its activities. So the moon in itself is the way that you view things, the way that you see things, right? The way that you take things in. So it's talking about your mind. It's talking about when you open your eyes and when you start to perceive the world around you and how it affects you emotionally or internally. Like, every time you feel emotions doesn't mean that you're emotional, but the moon controls your feelings. It controls your emotional state. It controls your emotions in general. So a lot of the times we'll say, I feel happy, or I feel sad, or I feel angry. But in actuality, you feel like 15% happy and 35% angry and 25% anxious. Like, you're complicated. You're a complex individual. You're not just this. That's why a lot of the times we can seem moody to people, because it depends on your focus at the time and how much that's affecting you emotionally. You're choosing that whether you realize it or not. It is a choice. It's just like the moon having its different cycles. You have the crescent moon, you have a full moon, you have a new moon, right? So in that situation, when you have those different moons and those different situations, it's kind of like how you deal with different perspectives and different aspects of yourself. How you learn things too. Like, some people learn things really easily, and some people are challenged by learning certain things. And that's going to affect your comfort levels as well on the earth. Like, imagining whether you can read or not. Just imagining that you can't read and how that would then affect your day-to-day existence, right? And so learning is a big part of your comforts, right? And your foundations of self. It's not just about what you have. It's about how you can provide those things for yourself, you know? Just the idea of somebody seeing 20/20 and somebody else having some glasses and losing those glasses. Now all of a sudden you are at a disadvantage because of what you have or don't have. And the way that you perceive things, because the moon is talking about how you see things and then how it affects you emotionally, right? So if you think about coming into the world in general, Aries would be you in the mother's womb, which is this idea of just taking in what's there. Your mom eats something, you have it. It's yours, it's a part of your identity, you're existing now. I have this stuff, you know? That's kind of like what Aries is. It's talking about your spirit, your passion, your recognition of self. I exist and I have these things, right? And then Taurus is when you get to that place where you decide what you want to commit to. Even in the womb, you decide. We find out what the gender is in the womb. And that's what Taurus rules. It's fixed earth. So when I'm on the earth, I'm going to be this. Fixed in this. I'm going to have this. And a lot of that is also connected to the second house, which is your finances. You don't choose that. You're born into a family. You didn't choose to have celebrity parents. You just had them. You didn't choose to come from the projects, you just did, right? Those are Taurus things. That's the earth. That's like what you just have. And those things are actually being determined through spirit in the womb because you chose the manifestation to come through that when the love and the passion between your parents was created. Then you have your gender roles, which is Gemini. You start talking about how you're going to connect. That's also this, your gender roles versus your sexuality, right? Taurus is saying, I have this. I have a breast and vagina. I have a penis. I have physically. I have it. Gemini is saying, this is what I want to do with it. This is, oh, you do that with what you have? That's why Gemini is naturally queer and it's naturally the twins. It could be two boy twins, two girls twins, a boy and a girl twin, identical twins, paternal twins, twins. The idea of connecting, understanding, oh, this is what we do here. That's why it rules the lovers. Because you learn from your lover, you're attracted to the way that your lover would do something. Because more than likely, it's not the way you would do it. Every once in a while, you get people who are like that. But that's more narcissistic to want to date somebody because you feel like they act like you. That's just you loving yourself. But real self-love is just recognizing that you have true emotions towards something. I care about this thing. I love myself enough to realize I care about this thing. You know what I mean? That's real love. You know, like I imagine when you're a parent and you have a child, you're learning how to love yourself more because you know that that child needs you. It makes you take care of yourself better. The child needs you. You have to, you know, it just makes you better. So these understandings of that, which is why Cancer also is ruled by the moon, because the moon is what you see and what makes you feel things. So maternally, if you were a woman, you had a child and it came from you and you saw it, it would evoke emotions naturally, just like the earth and the moon's connection to each other. It's a dual partnership. We need the moon. It's not just a satellite. It's not just out there uselessly a part of us. Like, we need it. It keeps the balance of things for us planetarily. So, you know, it affects the water and the tide, low tide, high tide. But we're made of 78% water, so it's affecting you emotionally too. That's why when we have like full moons and different things like that, it's a more active time. Scientifically, it says even like, you know, insane asylums and stuff like that, they get more crazy around that period of time. It's because the emotions are getting revved up during that period of time. It's a full period of time. It's whatever the moon has been carrying inside of you individually that is evoked outside of you afterwards. You know, so the moon itself is talking about your chariot, which is where your mind is going. Since, you know, we were talking about Gemini and the gender roles, once you get to Cancer, it rules the mom. And now you're coming out of that dimension because 1, 2, 3, 4 legs to a table is about foundation. You can put things on top of it. 4 legs to a chair, you go ahead and plop down. You didn't even think about the chair. You saw 4 legs, you plop down on it. You were like, yep, I have the faith that can hold me. And that's the same thing. Once you get to Cancer, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. The mom, you come through the womb, you come through the portal, and you see. You see your mom, you see the people around you, you see yourself. You start to see things. Things are manifested. You start to see things in a manifested way, because four is talking about foundations. Like, you're not going back to one. That's why even when you think about relating it to the tarot, Mercury, the magician, is one, and then you have the high priestess as two, the empress as three, and then the emperor as four. So it doesn't go male, female, male, female. It goes male, female, female, male, because four is the emperor, which is talking about seeing things clearly. Four wheels to a car, four wheels to a table. Four is Cyclops. It's the man. It's, four is Aries, right? Aries is the first. It's talking about ramming forward. We need to have a war. We need to stop this war. We need to see this clearly. Whatever it is, it's talking about having the authority as a man to be able to do that, to see it in yourself and to see it in other men. It's very fraternal in what it is. But when you get to Cancer, that's a cardinal sign like Aries is, but now you're talking about water. And it evokes emotion. Before that, we didn't have water. Just go up to a man and say, yo mama, and start talking about his mama. Okay? He's going to feel something right away. He's going to feel like he needs to ram forward or do something about it. And that's because it's water. So it's making you feel something. When you come out and it cuts the umbilical cord and you start crying, your mom is holding you. Your experience with your mom, Two of Cups, it's talking about your first lessons of emotional intelligence, which is why a lot of the times men learn from women emotional things. They learn from their mothers, their sisters, their daughters, their best friends about certain emotional things. And those things have to do with the moon, because there's a balance to the sun and the moon. The sun is about going out, getting, and the moon is about receiving in. And it's more connected to Venus, the Empress. So it's about sitting back and taking in the detail versus seeing the big picture and ramming forward with it. So this is kind of how the moon can play roles in your life as far as how you feel about your mother, about your own emotional intelligence, about your chariot, which is your heritage, like where you come from. Are you proud of your heritage, or are you ashamed of your heritage? Or all of those kinds of things are connected to Cancer, which is the crab, which is talking about evolution, right? Because we came out of the water. Initially, life came from the water, and we were drawn to the sunlight. And so from the water, we swim forward. We started to get eyes. We have eyes because there's light. We wouldn't need sight if there was no light, which is connected once again to the sun. We realized we needed the sun, just like a plant realizes it needs sun, photosynthesis, and starts leaning towards it in your windowsill. Okay? You need it. You know that you need it. Vitamin D, you need it for the sun. You need it to survive. We praise it. It's usually the first god for a lot of cultures, because it's talking about awareness. So I talk about this a lot, but when you're in the dark to something and you turn the light on, then you're more aware of what to do. So you're more aware of your actions in general. Like, you may turn the light on and you may see that it's dirty and you need to clean. Or you may turn the light on and you may see everything is very organized, and so you could just rest and relax. But all of those things come from the awareness of turning the light on and seeing something that wasn't there before. But really, in actuality, it was there the whole time, right? That's the thing about darkness. It doesn't mean it's not there in the room with you. It just means you're not perceiving it. You turn the light on and the drawer didn't move and the bed didn't shift to the left. You just can see where it's at in the room because you turn the light on. And that's very much how I feel like that's how the mysteries of the universe work a lot, you know. It's like everything is a circle, you know, because when you think about yin and yang in general, you have the black and the white. But don't forget about that little white dot in the black and that little black dot in the white. In other words, there's exceptions to things, And the law of the universe is talking about that. Right? So it's just very powerful when you think about what can make you, what can evoke feelings inside of you versus someone else. Because perhaps both of you are standing there and information is given to you, but one person perceived the information one way and another person perceived it another way. And that's connected to your moon. It's connected to your evolution of self. Like if somebody talks about bullying in school, one person might laugh because they're like, that's so ridiculous. And another person might be triggered by being bullied from when they were in high school because they literally went through that experience. And so it's affecting the two people differently, and it's affecting them personally inside. They may exude the emotion and they may never share that emotion because it's reflective. That's what Cancer is all about. That's what the moon is all about. The moon has light because it's reflecting off of the sun. The sun's light is shining onto the moon and therefore we get to see it. Otherwise, it would be there and we wouldn't be seeing a lot of things, which is hinting at the idea of awareness of how you feel. It doesn't mean that you're not feeling certain things or certain emotions. It means maybe you're not aware of what you're feeling or what the emotions are. Maybe you're not able to connect that the trigger from your experience with your coworker is somehow tied to your first ex-husband that used to treat you like this on Valentine's Day, and you just can't stand the way that they... But it's something that you would have to know about yourself. You know what I mean? You could literally be doing it, and there's so many things like that that we do that trigger us and that bother us. You know, maybe you don't like this thing because your grandma used to do this to you as a child, and now you just hate it when people do this. Some people know that about themselves, and it's even comical. I hate when people do this because my grandma did that. And some people hide it from themselves, and it rules them. It rules your existence, and you still, and it's controlling you because you won't acknowledge that it's controlling you. You know what I mean? And a lot of that has to do with your sun and your moon placements, right? Because the moon is talking about how you feel, but the sun is talking about your awareness. That's why we go by the sun in your zodiac a lot of the times. All of the planets affect you and all of the signs affect you. So if somebody says, I don't like Pisces, I don't like Sagittarius, you're really just saying you don't like that part of yourself because you are a Sagittarius and you are an Aquarius and a Pisces and you are every sign. We all are. They're there. Just like the planets are there. You see the moon, right? It's there. What are you fighting? It's there. You are it. It is you. So you're connected to each other, you know? So if you don't like a certain sun sign, that means you don't like the awareness of those actions. And those actions are probably a part of you that you don't like because it's connected to a different planet inside of you. But we are all the same. There's a reason why you get offended by someone else and don't care about somebody else. Or some gorgeous girl comes by and says something that hurts you, but the fat girl didn't, it didn't hurt you. It made you laugh because you think you're better than the fat girl. So it didn't matter what she said, but the gorgeous girl, it hurt you. That's all connected together for a reason. All the like the moon and the sun, and it's all a perspective of yourself. It's all personal. And that's why crabs in a tank don't need a lid. When you birds of a feather flock together, when you emotionally all feel the same way about something, it doesn't matter how you look or how it sounds, it's easy to go with someone when you emotionally feel like they get you. It's just like you guys are all part of the golf club or the chess club together, or you guys were all in Kung Fu together, or you all danced together, or, you know, you all came from foreign studies together, or, you know, there's something that causes you to relate emotionally. And so therefore, it's easier for you to be persuaded because there's more awareness, which evokes more feeling, because the moon is reflecting the light from the sun. I don't know if that makes sense, but hopefully that was helpful. It's just really important to get into your own natal chart and try to figure out your time of birth too, because it really has a lot to do with how you see things, why things affect you in a certain way. And it's very powerful, because Saturn is what's ruling like your race and your restrictions and your money and like all of those things in your life. Aquarius and Pisces are beyond that. So the way you see things, like somebody might see like a ginger or a light-skinned person or a dark-skinned person or a fat person or a skinny person or a muscular person or a short person or a tall person in a different way than you do. And that's all connected to the moon. All of those things. Well, I always feel intimidated by being around tall people because I'm a short person. And that's connected also to Capricorn and the moon. Capricorn is ruling the body, right? Your skeletal system is literally short. You're 4'5" and everybody else is 6'1". And so your feelings about that are intimidation, Cancer to Capricorn. Your obstacle physically is Capricorn. I fear is Capricorn. The feelings are Cancer. And both of those things are coming from you. Ones are talking about things that come from you, things that you need to initiate, cardinal energy that you need to evoke. Mutable energy is talking about rounding things out in or outside of you, finishing things up. And fixed placements are talking about permanent aspects, mostly of who you are or where you come from. So, yeah, the mind's eye view is definitely determining a lot of your emotional state, you know, and a lot of where your confidence levels come from when it comes to the other cardinal placements, how you master things, how you relate. Libra is talking about relating, Capricorn is talking about mastering, and Aries is talking about your identity. Like, do you feel good about your identity? Do you feel confident about your identity? Is that a square with how you feel? Right? Have you mastered something, or is it an obstacle to you? Like we talked about not being able to read, that could be an obstacle for you, but you could also master that obstacle. It's kind of like, what was the guy's name? I can't remember his name, from Wendy's. He didn't have a high school diploma, but then he ended up making the fast food chain Wendy's for his daughter and becoming a millionaire. So it's like, it's relative. Not everybody goes to college. Not everybody needs that higher education. That's like the difference between skill and talent. It doesn't really matter. They're pretty much equal. One you're born with and one is acquired over time. But they both could bring a revenue to you. It's really more of your identity with self. It's like the person who has a lower income but is more satisfied with their life than the person who has a lot of stuff. Because it's Cancer. It's talking about your emotions. It's talking about your emotional state. You know, some people could be happy with a little because of where the emotions are coming from. It's like when I moved to California and fell in love and didn't have a lot, but I was happy because emotionally every day I was supported, versus the hustle in New York and being happy to be here, to be in a hustle, but not being necessarily happy with myself or supported in the same way, right? Because it's a struggle. You're out here, you're doing it, the hustle. Feels good to accomplish things though on your own, of course. You're like, yes, I did it. Capricorn, I made it to the top of that mountain. But it doesn't mean that you feel held. That's more like Cancer. That's more of your like emotions internally. You know, like Cancer is talking about how you need to be loved, how you need to be needed. And usually you learn that from your mother. You know, a lot of people, their relationship with their mother is what determined how they need to be loved. Oh, she always did these things for me, or, you know, she never did this. I don't want my lover to be like my mom at all. I can't stand her, you know. And so that's still teaching you something. You know, it's something karmic there. It's talking about, I want someone who loves me like this, or I don't want someone who loves me like this. And that's all connected to your emotional intelligence around being loved. Like, you're tied to your mom when you were young. Are you an only child, or did you have siblings? Were you reaching for your mom and she always had another baby in her hand, or was she always available to you? You know, so these understandings of the emotional intelligence around it and what you need because of it is all why you are who you are. All why you can walk down the street with your head high and confident, or you might feel a little like intimidated in yourself and you're still trying to dig deeper and figure out why you do the things you do. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just talking about your awareness of where you are in yourself. And that awareness can really determine how much power you give to other people in your life. Like, if you are aware of it, then you're choosing whether you care or not. You know what I mean? If you're not aware of it, you're definitely more likely to just be affected, right? Because it's emotional energy. It's just like if we were in the water and I created a water wave, that wave is just going to go until it hits you. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger until it finally hits you. And that's different than air, right? Air is talking about force and velocity. Like, I need a lot of wind in order to reach you from a distance. But with water or emotions, it doesn't have to be that way. That's why I can say something and quote unquote hurt you, because it's emotional. It doesn't have to do with just the words. It's evocative, right? And it's coming from an evolutionary state. It's coming from cancer. It's coming from deep down inside yourself. It's coming from your mama's 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 mama, right? Because cancer is talking about mom. And I have a quote unquote cancer moon, right? So that's just hinting at the idea. And we talked about four. Mine is at 4 degrees. I see clearly through the emotional state that this is something that's evocative for you. And it's easy for me to do it. It's easy for me to walk down the street. I'm feeling everybody's emotions. I have a cancer moon. I'm talking calmly. I feel the person talking shit when they walk by. I feel the other person like laughing. I feel the person in the car that thinks I'm really cute and is honking their horn. I feel the person giving me goo-goo eyes on the diagonal. I feel everything. And I don't care anything about it. And that's because I see clearly. Cancer moon at 4 degrees. Jupiter and Capricorn in the 7th house at 4 degrees. The opposition of those things is what makes me be able to do and be who I am. And because I was delivered and God was able to give me this transition and I could be my true self, it's easy for me. Because you can see when people, it's a push and a pull. It's a mirror. Cancer rules the reflection. Now, if I didn't put that energy in the space, that means you did. It's that simple. So if you put something negative in the space, it's coming from you because you are negative. It didn't have anything to do with me. That's all I have to recognize. I don't have to think anything else. I don't have to hold anything else. I don't have to do anything else. All I have to be is a person who can see that. Anyway, mind's eye view. So I hope that was helpful for you guys. I'm here at my destination, so I'm going to get off of my podcast and I will upload it and share it with you guys later on. If you have any questions, go ahead and email me at radiomoontalk@gmail.com. And I hope you guys have a happy holiday, happy holidays, okay? And happy new year.